The Senate will decide tomorrow whether to cut off debate and allow a vote on the energy bill. It's the final obstacle to the bill's enactment by Congress. Senate Democrats strongly oppose the legislation and have been joined by several Republicans in an effort to talk the energy bill to death. NPR's David Wellner reports from the Capitol.
The 1,200-page energy bill in final form had already won House approval, but had not yet been printed when it hit the Senate floor yesterday. Arizona Republican John McCain, who dubbed it the Leave No Lobbyist Behind Act, was one of a handful of Republicans who derided this bill, drawn up behind closed doors by fellow Republicans. McCain sarcastically called the legislation very timely.
Because if we pass it, Thanksgiving will come early for the Washington special interests. The American public will be presented with an enormous turkey stuffed with their tax dollars. And tell your constituents to save their holiday turkey carcasses, because this four-sided bill even provides subsidies for carcasses used as biomass to generate energy.
Fellow Republican Judd Gregg of New Hampshire also heaped scorn on the bill. He estimated that despite the upcoming Thanksgiving holiday and a big push in Congress to adjourn for the year and get out of town, the Senate would need at least a week to talk about what he called the energy bill's obscene provisions. Gregg said many of those provisions were added in secret meetings between House and Senate GOP negotiators.
I would love to have had a fly on the wall in that room, because there must have been just a parade of people coming in and out who had their little special projects.
One provision added at the last minute was a loan guarantee for a coal-burning power plant. North Dakota Democrat Byron Dorgan expects that plant will be built in his state, and he was the only Democrat on the negotiating committee to vote for the bill now before the Senate.
Coal can cause some very serious consequences for our environment, but we're going to continue to use coal, so we must need an aggressive provision in this legislation, and it's here, dealing with clean coal technology.
Dorgan insists that he, like many other farm state Democrats, was already inclined to vote for the bill because it would double the production of corn-based ethanol. But New Hampshire's Gregg said the bill had a very clear purpose in calling for a coal-fired plant to be located in the Upper Great Plains.
We don't know where the plant's going to be. We suspect it will be in North Dakota, but it is really a new concept in taking care of one's constituency to essentially create a plant somewhere. In theory, it's a virtual plant that we're going to spend all this money on.
But Idaho Republican Larry Craig, whose state under one of the bill's provisions is to get a $1.1 billion nuclear reactor aimed at making hydrogen, insisted the legislation is backed by popular demand.
Let me tell you, the American people support this package because they don't want $4 gas, and they want the light to come on in the bathroom when they wake up.
And New Mexico Republican Pete Domenici, who's the Energy Committee's chairman, warned fellow senators that forcing a so-called cloture vote to cut off debate on the bill could jeopardize the ethanol provisions so keenly sought by corn-producing states.
If you kill this bill by cloture, which I urge that you not do, you have killed ethanol, and I don't know when it ever comes back.
Last night, Senate Republican leader Bill Frist moved to cut off debate on the energy bill. A vote on that will take place tomorrow morning. Maine Republican Susan Collins says she's already decided how she'll vote.
I cannot in good conscience vote in favor of ending the debate on this legislation. And I call on my colleagues to take a close look at the provisions of this bill. I believe that as they delve into this bill, they will realize that it is fundamentally flawed and should be rejected.
But in another example of the partisan shift, Senate Democratic leader Tom Daschle, a big backer of boosting ethanol production as he seeks re-election in South Dakota, indicated yesterday he'll vote for the energy bill. 60 votes are needed to cut off debate. Both sides say the vote could be very close. David Wellner, NPR News.